This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will commence tomorrow. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. This will be the first session after the formation of the new government at the centre. During the session, senior BJP MP Bhartuhari Mahtab, who has been appointed as pro tem speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha MPs. The election of the new Lok Sabha Speaker will be held on the 26th of this month, while President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on the 27th of June. The Director General of the National Testing Agency, Subodh Kumar Singh, has been removed from his post amid allegations of irregularities in national eligibility cum entrance tests under graduate examination. Mr. Singh has been put on compulsory wait in the Department of Personnel and Training. India Trade Promotion Organization Chairman and MD Pradeep Singh Kharola has been given additional charge of NTA's Director General. Meanwhile, the National Testing Agency is conducting a retest of the NEET undergraduate examination for admission to medical programs for 1,563 candidates today. The retest is being held from 2 p.m. to 5:20 p.m. The exam is being conducted again after the NTA on Supreme Court's observation withdrew the grace marks awarded to 1,563 students. The reconduct of the NEET UG exam was announced after allegations of irregularities came to the government's notice with regard to the medical entrance exam. Union Home Minister and Minister of Corporation Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the overall preparedness for flood management in the country. Union Minister of Jal Shakti C.R. Patil, Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai, Secretaries of Ministries and various departments of Government of India attended the meeting. Recently, a few states including Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and Sikkim witnessed incessant rainfall triggering landslides and flood-like situation. Currently, Assam is facing floods with lakhs of people affected in several districts this year. The India Meteorological Department has predicted an above-normal monsoon. Meanwhile, an IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Karnataka and Goa during the next 4 days. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar will embark on an official visit to the United Arab Emirates today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will hold a meeting with his UAE counterpart on wide-ranging issues of the partnership. The External Affairs Minister said that the visit will provide an opportunity to review the entire spectrum of comprehensive strategic partnership between the India and the UAE and regional and global developments. In the Kashmir Valley, a terrorist has been killed by security forces in the ongoing anti-infiltration operation in Uri sector along the line of control in Baramulla district. As per defense sources, a gunfight started yesterday when security forces launched a search and operation in Uri sector following specific information about the presence of some infiltrating terrorists. The hiding terrorists opened fire on the security personnel who retaliated, thereby triggering a gunfight that resulted in the elimination of one terrorist. Further details are awaited. The martyrdom day of eminent thinker and educationist Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee is being observed today. The BJP icon and the founder of Bharatiya Jana Sangh, Dr. Shyama Prasad, died on this day in 1953 at the age of 51 in Srinagar. He was born on the 6th of July 1901 in Kolkata. Paying tributes to Dr. Mukherjee, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he dedicated his life to the service of Mother India. The Prime Minister further added, Dr. Mukherjee's dynamic personality will continue to inspire every generation of the country. Union Minister of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary felicitated 32 healthcare professionals for successfully completing the B1 level of German language training. Speaking during the ceremony in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Chaudhary emphasized that every skilled Indian professional is a change maker and an ambassador of India. International Olympic Day is being observed today. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has extended his greetings on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Mandavia called upon everyone to celebrate the power of sports promoting unity and peace. He further hailed all athletes for their passion, commitment and achievement in the field of sports. The minister also extended his best wishes to the athletes as they prepare for Paris Olympics 2024. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.